cognizant of the electricity price, the wholesale electricity price in Australia in 2022 is three times the average of what it was last year. So when you warn your listeners, prices, retail prices are going up 50, 60% over this coming two-year period, there's a real lag and there's a real delay. It's nothing that Albanese can do anything about. Mm. The wholesale electricity price today in the last 3 months averaged $270 a megawatt hour. It was $75 last year. That's a reality. There's a delay before it hits us. We do need urgent action. I think one of the big issues that we've seen this week, the federal government, Ed Husic, has just cancelled a program which Angus Taylor, the previous energy minister, proposed to provide federal government subsidies to 12 new generation projects. It was the UNGY project, stupid acronym for a stupid project. 12 project proposals were underwritten in March 2019. Not one of them has moved forward at all. So the new federal government just cancelled that program this week. But that would have delivered 12 new generation projects in the near term, which is what we need. We need capacity. We need new supply of electricity. And that's what's going to drive the price down. Or we need lower fuel prices, lower gas, lower coal.
And so what can, I mean, you know, what can the average household do? They're going to cop these energy price rises over the next 2 years, as you said. Is there anything that we can do, you know, on a personal household level to make things a little bit more bearable?
Yeah, Dr. Saul Griffiths been banging his electrify everything drum. He's dead right. We do need to. But again, that's easy for the richer people in Australia.
Capital investment from households, yeah.
It's a big capital. So we did see some very positive news in Jim Chalmers' budget. 25,000 households, lower income households, will get rooftop solar subsidised for them, for the most vulnerable. We saw an announcement about microgrids for our First Nation communities that are all relying on imported, expensive, dirty, noisy diesel generation. Doing microgrids and other, they're making some good progress. But again, that sort of investment should have been done 5 years ago. It won't happen overnight. What we can do is demand that domestic East Coast gas in Australia is prioritised for Australians first, and we export the rest. The only way you can do that is by a major government intervention. They're saying it's too aggressive, but I'd argue 22 million Australians, it's our gas. A gas cartel is ripping us off. The federal government needs to serve the people of Australia, not five multinational CEOs.
All right, Tim Buckley, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thanks, Lindsay.
A little bit of budget analysis there from the Climate Energy Finance Think Tank Director, Tim Buckley. ABC Illawarra.